I'm WUWM's Latoya Dennis. With a vote of 14-4, the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors on Monday approved a $1.2 billion budget for 2021. The property tax levy will increase due to the reduction in shared revenue payments from the state. Supervisors for about 4.5 hours discussed the merits of a number of amendments, most of them put forth by Ryan Clancy. They were in response to calls all summer long from groups upset over the treatment of Black people. The groups want to defund the police, shifting money to social services. Clancy proposed shifting $12 million from the Sheriff's Department to pay for programs such as paid internships at the Milwaukee County Zoo and a culinary apprenticeship program.
If you've been waiting for the last minute to support something that does very real, tangible good for the community, instead of over-policing, this is it.
In all, Clancy put forth close to 20 amendments, all of which failed. Clancy was one of four supervisors who voted against the budget.
I ultimately can't vote for a budget that doesn't make significant cuts to the sheriff's office in 2020, and I'm sure many of you understand that. And this budget does defund many departments to avoid defunding the sheriff. I'm sure we'll continue to have this conversation as the year rolls on. But I just wanted to explain that my vote does honor the work of everybody here. It's just not something that I can get behind yet.
In a number of cases, Clancy targeted money the sheriff's department spends on overtime. According to numbers released by the sheriff's office last month, between 2014 and 2020, the department spent nearly $62 million on overtime. Supervisor Sylvia Ortiz-Velez represents the 12th District on Milwaukee's South Side. She says her constituents aren't demanding the sheriff's office be defunded.
I speak to the people that I serve. So I surely know the will of the people I serve in the 12th District, and their will is not to have any cuts to the Sheriff's Department.
Ortiz-Velez was among the supervisors who argued that not budgeting for the overtime doesn't mean you won't be billed for it.
Even if we approve this, it would really kick the can down the road, because if the budget's still used, as my colleague from the 7th put it, we will still have to fill it down the road in the back end.
Supervisors say Sheriff Ernell Lucas is aware that he must rein in overtime spending and that he just needs more time to do so. The budget now is in the hands of County Executive David Crowley, who can approve or issue vetoes.